Amen. Well, Father, we just praise you. Thank you, Lord, for this great avenue you've given us for all of us to get together and fellowship and just have a good time with you and talk about you and the things that you've done in our lives and the great, wonderful testimonies that you've given us, Lord. And we just praise you. Thank you, Lord, for this open heaven you've given us, that when we pray, we know that when we pray, they're answered. And we thank you for it, Father. Glory be to God. And I thank you, Father, that tonight's going to be an awesome time. We've already prayed against the communications having any problems. The enemy is bound. There's not going to be any problems. We praise you, Lord, that tonight's going to be an awesome time with you. In the name that's above every name, and that's the name of Jesus. Praise you, Father. Glory be to God. I thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord, for the wonderful revival that's going on with these kids over in Asbury and other places now. And I ask and I pray, Father, for your protection upon this revival to keep the snakes out in Jesus' name. And we praise you, Father, to give the dean wisdom and boldness to keep them out. And I thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Glory be to God. Amen. All right. Anybody got a prayer request? Yeah, Missy.
Well, my mom's supposed to have her knee replacement tomorrow, and I'm going Sunday, picking her up Monday. So, Father, I just praise you and I thank you, Lord, that you're working in all this with my mom and you're bringing her to the ends of her own works, Lord. And thank you for watching over her and giving her peace and rest. And, Dad, while they're going through this, Lord, and I thank you, Lord, that if she does go through with this and doesn't change her mind, I ask you to change her mind, but she doesn't sound like she's gonna. But Lord, there's nothing impossible for you, and I just thank you, Lord, that if she does go through this, she ain't gonna want to go through it again. That she's not gonna want to have the other knee done, and I thank you, Lord, for bringing her through it, Lord, and your abundant grace upon her and her coming through it, Lord, having drawn closer to you and knowing you more, Lord, and understanding, Lord, that you are our healer, and you don't want to give your glory. You don't want to share your glory with no man, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for giving the doctor the wisdom to do what he needs to do. You guide him and direct him, even if he doesn't know it's you, Lord. And thank you for your protection upon my mom. We bind up all spirits of witchcraft and pharmakia. And I thank you, Lord, that no harm will come to my mom in Jesus' name. And that my dad will be fine with Jane that's going to stay with him for 2 days and put his heart at rest and give mom and dad both good rest tonight and good rest as much as it is possible being in a hospital for my mom, that when she does sleep, she gets good rest, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for giving me strength and energy and wisdom and helping me, give me the grace to be weak to the weak and wisdom to speak and wisdom to keep my mouth shut. And Lord, I just thank you for this time to be go and stay with my parents, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, that when I do sleep, that I'm going to get good rest too. And like I said, mom and dad, the whole time I'm there too, will get good rest, and even after I go, Lord. Thank you and praise you, Lord, that you're the Savior. You're the Savior. And nobody does it better than you. And because you are the only Savior in everything. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Go ahead, Donna.
Hello. So I had a situation. Went to like a, well, it was me and a friend and my son and his wife. And we were having like a little Bible study. And so the question was about faith. And so I had some scriptures and I was just reading some scriptures. And my friend Melissa, she said, well, are you saying that if somebody's sick and they don't get healed, that they didn't have enough faith? And I said, well, be it according to your faith. And, but yeah, I do believe that you can be healed because there's so many scriptures. And she got upset. And literally, I was just reading verses, scripture. And so anyway, she got upset. Well, you know, and I said goodbye, you know, and everything. And it was really nice. She went home and she put on Facebook that I was teaching false. Well, she didn't say me, but everybody knew who she met because she had just left the Bible study and she said that she had studied at the Bible study that I was speaking false doctrine. And I prayed about it and I just felt like God said, just, you know, don't call her and apologize because what are you going to apologize? Apologize for having faith, you know, in reading scripture on faith. She brought up about Paul, his infirmities. And I said, well, if you look that word up, it's weakness. And I got that off, you know, David's Bible study and yours. And it's true. If you look up, it up, it can mean weakness too. And she said I was distorting the scripture. So
Did you bring up 1 Peter 2:24?
I didn't. I just, she was getting more upset than
Well,
more
that's
upset.
okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah, well, she's got a religious spirit. You got to understand that. And just brush
Yeah.
it off. You know, that's just, she's ignorant. And
Yep.
until you could pray that God would open up her ears and her spiritual ears and her spiritual eyes to see the truth of the gospel and believe it's done and tell her, well, I prayed for it. That's the reason you now believe it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm doing. You know, I'm just praying.
Yeah.
And
That's part of the persecution we go through as a child of God, you know.
yeah.
We walk just like Jesus did. He got the same stuff, you know. And
Yeah.
so we just praise God. Well, thank you, Lord, for taking me through this, because I know I'm walking like Jesus now.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
All right. Yes, Marilyn.
I pray for Donna?
Yeah.
Okay. Father, I just thank you and praise you for our brothers and sisters in Christ. And you know,
Amen.
when Donna was given her testimony there, Father, you know, the verse that came to me is all those that walk godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. And I
Amen.
pray the comfort of the word for Donna. Father, I bind up the power of witchcraft curses and things that have been said and even thought about her. And also that factious spirit. We bind it up and cast it down in the authority of the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Father, also, you know, the enemy likes to come in and just accuse us and condemn us. I bind up the spirit of condemnation
Yes.
and you know, fear even of what other people think about you.
Yes.
And Lord, that you're just comforting her in a mighty way. But and Father, we pray for Melissa. And we say, Father, forgive her. She doesn't know what she's doing. We do bind up the power of that religious spirit that has got her spiritual eyes blind right now. We bind it up in the authority of the mighty name of Jesus. And also, Father, that verse, I think it's in James, it says, mercy triumphs or glories over judgment. And so, Father, we just extend all mercy and grace to Melissa. You know, speaking just out of ignorance and immaturity. And, oh, my gosh, I've so been there. And so, Father, we pray blessings on Melissa and just an outpouring of the Holy Spirit on Donna to lift her up.
Amen.
To comfort her, to keep her eyes on Jesus, her heart stayed on Jesus, and you'll keep her in perfect peace. We pray blessings on her in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Go ahead, Geneva.
Well, I have a praise, but I was going to say too, Donna, I was actually reading, I think this might be helpful. And the tongue conquers a curse. If you don't mind, I'll read this real quick today, and I highlighted this. Let's see. So David's saying nothing gets by him. And when we proclaim that we are now disciples of Christ, we are walking that crucified life. We're giving up who we were and taking on what he is. And he expects us to do this. However, it is he who does it in us, and we can trust in him since it is by grace. And it says, you know, scripture, a gentle tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness therein is a breaking of the spirit. And then he goes on to say, David says, devastation and destruction come from a perverse tongue speaking against God. I would assume an overwhelming majority of what we call Christianity speaks against God every day and thinks nothing of it. They are speaking against his benefits, which we must receive by faith. So we do what God does. We, Romans 4:17, calleth the things that are not as though they were. And we agree with God, even though we don't see it. This is God's method of bringing the promises off the page and into God's physical creation. And it, scripture, Ephesians 1:3, blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. But when we confess, it becomes ours in these physical places around us. And so this river of living water should be coming over our tongue to give healing to the nations, just like it did with Jesus. It's sad to say that sometimes it's the old man talking and the river is a polluted river. Of course, we don't want what the curse brings upon us. We want the benefits of the kingdom. There is only one way to get these benefits, and that is to believe in your heart where the spring comes from and to confess with your mouth. So anyways, I just kind of thought about that. And, you know, just a lot of people don't know how to, well, number one, they don't know the promises. And then number two, the next challenge is how to speak the promises and to let go of the old man. So, you know, don't be discouraged. I know, you know, I've had my fair share of trying to witness and it kind of falling out, but the Lord will make, just keep praying for her and believing for her, and the Lord will he'll make it right when it's his time. So you know, but just hold fast. So
thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you, Lord. So I wanted to give a hoo-wee, thank you, Jesus. Lord, you are so good. I could just stand up and start dancing right now, but I'm in a dark
room. Well, do it, girl, do it.
Okay, I'm going to dance even though it's dark. Thank you, Jesus. You're so good, Father. Oh, my gosh, I just love you so much, Jesus.
Praise God.
Thank you are Lord. So faithful, Lord, always. So it is almost Micah's one-year birthday, and as you all know, I have been having a really hard time with sleep. Well, yesterday, I felt the Lord come over me, and I usually nurse Micah to sleep, and it takes a lot out of me because I'm up all throughout the night, you know, yada, yada, yada. anyways, and it's hard to function throughout the day. And I find myself getting easily frustrated, you know, just low energy. And I'm always praying, God, give me energy. But for the longest time, I didn't know, like, Lord, should I have faith and believe that she can sleep in her own crib and be fine? Or is this something I need to just endure because you want me to have patience? You know, Lord, you've blessed me with this child and helped me to be the mama you want me to be. You know, I don't have a pediatrician or anything of that sort. You know, I'm just trusting the Lord and, doing the best I can. And, anyways, so she was napping and I was like, you know, I'm going to pick her up. I'm putting her in the crib. And I did. And oh man, there was a trial. She screamed and cried for like an hour. And the whole time I sat there with her, I didn't walk away. I just sat there and I prayed in the spirit and I was crying. I was to the point where I was crying because it's hard for me to, you know, as a mama to see this, but I know that I need sleep. I need sleep and I need her to learn it's okay. Like the Lord is with her. She can sleep by herself. I am right there in the same room. She's just in her little crib. And so anyways, I just kept praying. And then, you know, I hit a weak spot and I just wanted to give up because I was like, oh, I was so upset and I felt all kinds of condemnation coming over me. And I felt like Satan was trying to say stuff to me. And so I called up Julie, praise the Lord for Julie. And, you know, we believed or two or three gathered, there he is in the midst. And we started praying and we started casting out, you know, all these lying spirits, telling them to be gone from Micah, that Micah is a child of God and that she is safe and she can sleep fine and there's no abandonment issues and anything of that sort. And with me, you know, any lies, you know, that I'm a bad mom or, you know, I'm being selfish in this or anything of that sort had to go. Yeah. You know, it's something I've been dealing with for a year. So, anyways, we kept praying and then all of a sudden I look on the monitor and she was asleep. She was asleep in her crib and I went in there and I checked on her and I was like, okay, like she's sleeping. She's good. So she took her little nap and then, you know, so that was nap time. Now here comes nighttime. You know, it's time for her to go back to bed. And this time it was going to be all throughout the night. And so I felt all kinds of anxiety and fear come over me. And I was just like, Lord, I bind this up. We've already bound this up and I'm not in bondage to this. And, anyways, I laid her down and I prayed in the spirit. Within like not even 5 minutes, the little girl just fell asleep. And then, I got like 5-6 hours of sleep. I woke up in the middle of the night, didn't hear a peep, went checked on her. You know, she's fine, sleeping all comfy. I just started praising the Lord and I was crying and I was just thanking God because it has just been so hard because it, you know, I love her so much and I keep her close to me, but it's just like, gosh, I want some sleep. So. Thank you, Jesus. Like this has been something that's been so heavy with me and the Lord has, he broke it. He broke that chain and, praise God. She all day today, just laid her down. She napped, laid her down again, napped again, literally just put her in her crib a while ago. It's nighttime. She's still sleeping. And, Morgan's been so happy. We've both been so happy because Morgan's been waking up to help me. We'll take shifts with her and this and that. And we don't got to do that anymore. Praise the Lord. Father, you are so good. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord, you are. Glory to God. Thank you, Father, for sleep. Thank you, Lord. All right. Anybody else? Go ahead, Anita.
Hey, hi, everyone. I just needed you guys all to agree with me in prayer. Frank fell down on Saturday. He kind of legs just gave out on him and stuff, and he bumped his head, and he's got a little gash on his head. And I just, you know, wiped it up, cleaned it up, and he laid down in bed, and we thought it was all okay. And since then, he's been having just really, really, really bad headaches. For the last, you know, 4 nights, and he just can't sleep, and he's just in so much pain. So he, you know, I just lay next to him. I hold his hand.
Come back in Jesus' name.
Looked like we lost her. Missy, you're on mute.
Oh, I forgot to mute myself.
Well, Father, we lift up Frank to you, and we thank you, Father, that Frank is healed. We command that headache to go from him right now in Jesus' name with no problems whatsoever from this fall. God, you're a great God and an awesome God, and we thank you, Father, for healing Frank completely of this in Jesus' name. And, Lord, no more headaches or any other kind of problems from it in the name of Jesus. Amen. We lost you there, Benita, and I just went ahead and started praying. He's healed. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you, Father, for that healing. In Jesus'
name. Amen. Thank you, Michael. Amen. It's done.
Go ahead, Julie.
I just want to add to that. And Father, we just come against all spirits of fear. Might be attacking Frank, or discouragement or disappointment, or all these attacks on his mind about what his body's been going through. We cast it off of him in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that you give Benita faith and just be able to rest in you, Lord, that this is already taken care of. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for healing Frank and drawing him to you. Father, we thank you, Lord, that this is a prayer heard and answered in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Okay, Donna, go ahead.
Okay, so I have a praise report.
All right, that was quick.
So the propane tank at 42%. Remember, I sent that gauge to you, and God kind of put it in my heart to believe that He would put gas in my propane tank because it was just getting so expensive. So anyway, it's been a trial. Let me tell you, it's been going down slowly and slowly and slowly. Well, it's completely gone now. It's on empty as far as it can go. And the thing is, you know, you hear the bad report where, you know, even my children, well, Mom, you can't let it run out. It could cause an explosion, you know, or this or that. And, you know, but you know what? My gas is working just perfect. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. Yeah, we you know praise what? You, Father.
I know that he filled it up, and I'm standing on it, and I believe it.
Yep. Amen. He's done that a lot of times. Thank you, Jesus. It ain't nothing new for him. Glory to God.
God is good, and I just give him all the credit.
Amen.
Awesome God. So.
Yes, he is. Thank you, Father, for doing that for Donna. And Lord, I thank you for it being a great testimony to her children too, in Jesus' name. And anybody else that wants to listen. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. All right. Good testimony. All right, Missy.
I'd like to pray for Kurt, Brooke, Blake, and Maverick. Ever since, Blake went part-time to daycare while Brooke was on maternity with Maverick. But I'm not sure if this started happening before Maverick started going or not, but anyway, I'd say it seems like for at least a month, Maverick's had this congestion and this cough and a snotty nose, and all of them keep getting sicknesses, whether it be colds or upset stomach, you know, and all these other things. And the other day, it's like Kurt says that he's had so many colds in the past 3 months, it's ridiculous. And that's not normal, you know, and so I just want to pray for them. And I know part of what the Lord's working in here, I know he's trying to get them to see that it's better for Brooke to stay home and be with the kids than have them in daycare, because Kurt blames it on daycare and he's confined himself to, you know, this is how it's going to be. And I told him, so you don't have to consign yourself to the, you know, he says, I'm used to it, you know, and it just, I said, you don't have to consign yourself to that, you know, I said, you don't have to receive that, you know, and he knows what I mean. I speak faith all the time. I didn't have to say anything more than that, you know, and so, Father, I just praise you and I thank you for this trial. For them, Lord, because I know you're working in them. You want them to trust and believe you. And you want Brooke to be home. And Lord, I ask you to put it in Brooke and Kurt's, both their hearts, Lord. I believe you're going to do that. That they figure out somehow that Brooke can stay home with the kids. Whether, you know, that means Kurt picks up extra work or Brooke finds something that she can do at home. Maybe she can teach Zoom, teach on Zoom, you know, whatever, do some kind of teaching on Zoom. So, and Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for this, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, that it's all working towards your purpose of working in their hearts and bringing them to the point where they realize they need to serve you and repent and totally believe in you, Lord, and serve you, Lord, and run after you with all their hearts, Lord, and not go the way of the world, Lord. And I just, I thank you and I praise you. And in the meantime, I ask you for your mercy upon them all. I just speak healing to Maverick in particular. I that congestion must go in the name of Jesus, and the snotty nose must go in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, for doing that and doing it so quickly, Lord, that Kurt Brook knows that it had to have been you, Lord, and they realize that they need that it was, because I'm the only one that speaks faith and healing to them, and they're going to know that it was, came from me, which indirectly was, you know, was directly actually from you, but they're going to know that it was you, and it was because I was praying and believing, Lord, and not that I'm anything, but I just believe your word, Lord, and I thank you, Lord, for doing that. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. All right. Good report. Jesus, it is so.
Jesus.
Amen. All right. Go ahead now. One of you, Andrew or Benjamin. I think Andrew. Go ahead.
I'm going to ask for prayer for me. I just want to be more focused, and I want to be refilled more so with the Holy Spirit. I need more strength and stuff, and need to speaking more boldly, actually. And I just want someone to do some ministering for me, and to have more of a refilling of the Holy Spirit. Anyway,
that's my all right. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, you heard us cry, and I believe that's everybody's cry, Lord. We want more of you.
Amen.
And Lord, we ask and we pray that you fill us with as much of you as we can stand. And I thank you for it, Father. You said you'll give us everything that we can handle. And I'm believing that you're going to do that in each and every one of us, Lord. And I command every demon that's around us that tries to distract us to go right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, place it in us to want nothing but you. Nothing to get in our way of running after you with all of our heart. And I praise you, Lord, that out of this fellowship, every one of us have our eyes locked on you and running after you with all of our heart, because I know when we do that, everything else will fall into place. And I thank you for it, Father. I thank you, Lord, that we're going to be ready when this thing starts, because we desire it, and you're a mighty and wonderful and gracious and merciful God, and you love us, and you're going to bring us through it, Lord. And I praise you for it. I believe it, Lord. I'm calling the things that are not as though they were. We each, every one of us in here looks just like Jesus, walks just like Jesus, talks just like Jesus, acts just like Jesus, speaks with boldness and authority when necessary. And I praise you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for doing that for each and every one of us, because we are mighty women and men of God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. And I thank you, Father, for your wonderful mercy and your grace upon us to do that with us, for us, and on us and in us. Praise you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit, who is the overcoming power. And I thank you for it, Father. Glory, hallelujah. He is working in us right now. I believe it. I believe it with all my heart that everybody here that wants it is getting it right now. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Woo! My.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. My Jesus. All right. Y'all mind if I pray for my grandson? I got word today that Nate, y'all remember, I called him Booger Ray, they are trying to put asthma on this child. I rebuke that, cast down every curse spoken against him in the name of Jesus. I command those lungs to be healed. In the name of Jesus, I command shortness of breath to cease, the pain in his lungs to cease right now. In the name of Jesus, I command complete health. And Nathan, right now, in the name of Jesus, Nathan, you be healed right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. And glory be to God. Glory be to God that it's going to confound the doctors. And when my daughter calls, you'll get the glory, Lord. You will get the glory. And she will know that it was you and not anything that she or the doctors could do. In the name of Jesus. Everybody believe that? Thank you, Father. Booger Ray is healed. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right, Theo.
Hey, everyone.
Hi,
Gordon. I just want to add a little bit to the prayers for Andrew, Father, and then I have a prayer request also. Father, I just want to thank you for Andrew and for getting us all together in this family here, your body, Father. And I praise your name that you've given Andrew a lot of wisdom through the years. And I know that he's shared a lot of it here. And I praise you because it helped me a lot earlier. And it still does. And I just want to lift up Andrew and pray, Father, that you give an extra anointing onto him. And just fill him up more and more, Father, and me as well. And I praise you, Lord, that you are convicting me in these last few weeks and last few days, especially with the schedule that I have and the frustrations that I have, Father. And I don't always give it up to you, Lord. And I try to do everything myself, and I try to have more Theo pushing, and I know that's not what you want, Lord, and I repent of that, and I receive your grace, Father, in your filling and refilling of the Holy Spirit, Lord, because I know I can't do anything on myself, and I'm sorry for trying. I know it's all you, Lord, and I praise you that you are gonna fill me up even more, and that I'm going to desire your word more and you, Lord, and I praise you for it, Father. And also, I just want to pray that this whole title business that we put behind us, I still haven't received it in the mail. And I believe Tennessee is not liking the title, the Kentucky title that it had. And Lord, I just put that computer system on notice, because that title is going to come in the mail and it's going to get accepted by Tennessee, and I'll have a perfectly clean title for that car because there's nothing wrong with it. And all this red tape and just, it's just a piece of paper, Lord. And I know you can take care of so much more than that. And I praise you, Father, that this title is going to come. Car is going to be 100% legal and drivable. And this blessing I received is going to be a blessing, and the enemy will not take that away from me. And I praise you for it, Father. I know it's going to get done. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Y'all want to get bold? Let's get bold. In the name of Jesus, before this week is out, that title will be in his mailbox. In Jesus' name, we declare and decree it by the power and authority of the blood of Jesus. Title, you show up and fill a lot of mailbox. In Jesus' mighty name. Y'all believe? All right, it's done. Glory to God, glory to God. Lord, we thank you for the great testimony we're going to hear when it's there. In Jesus' name. It's there. I believe it with all my heart. Glory to God. Just like that $50 was in that mailbox of David's when he needs it, that title is in the mailbox because you need it. Glory to God. Amen. It is done. All right, go ahead, Pat.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, man.
I just want to pray for Andrew as well there. Father, thank you for your spirit that you've given Andrew. And thank you, Lord, for the desire that you've answered that prayer already, and that you've created that desire in Andrew, that sense of need or sense of lack or whatever, maybe even sense of anxiety or whatever it would be. You've created that. And in whatever environment that he is currently in, something has raised, and he's found himself in a place where he sees the need for you. And that is totally you raising us, our awareness in that area. So I thank you for it, Father. You don't put anything in our heart, any desire to know you, that you don't intend on bringing us through into that place of fulfillment. And I thank you for that. You said if we ask you for the Holy Spirit, you will give it. And so we ask you, Lord, not only for Andrew, to give him the fullness of your Holy Spirit, but the clarity and understanding in your word and the grace to apply what he is seeing in your word and to walk into that place, maybe a place of darkness or unknown. Even so better, Lord, that you are there to supply each and every need for him and bring him into a new place and a new awareness of your presence. And I thank you for that, Lord. We thank you together as a body. We wrap our arms of faith around Andrew, and we thank you that you are ministering your truth and your spirit to him even at this time, and we thank you for it. We thank you for the blessings, Lord, that you poured out in his life. And, Lord, the explosion of truth and life and love and liberty that you're going to bring forth in a fresh awareness of your spirit, your perspective of the words that he dwells in Corinthians, and he moves through the New Testament with ease, Lord, and blesses us with that perspective and that truth, Lord. And we thank you for that, Lord. We just praise you for the work that you're doing in him. We encourage him, and we thank you, Lord, that you are our blessing. You are our life, and we trust you for your grace. We trust you for your hands on Andrew, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. It is done. All right, Claire, go ahead.
Hi. I'd just like to pray for all the parents of all these people that we've been, all the little children we've been praying for. So that's Missy's son and his wife, and then your, well, Nathan Bugaray's mama. Lord, you have given these parents, these precious little children, and you know that even in our fallen states, good parents want to do good things and look after their children. But Father, I pray for a spirit of conviction, of trusting in the arm of man when trusting in you would suffice, Lord. I pray that you would bring that conviction onto these parents, Lord, and that you would reveal your goodness and your perfection and your grace and mercy for the little ones, that these parents would know to turn to you and to pray through Jesus to you for complete healing, and that you would increase their faith, Lord. I cast out doubt, unbelief, fear and anxiety off of these parents in the name of Jesus. You've got no place there. No place. And I thank you, Lord, for miraculous testimonies coming out from this. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I believe that too, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for doing it for our children. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Claire. Go ahead, Malcolm.
Howdy. I've lost one of my headset pieces. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Go right. Yes, go ahead.
Good. Okay, yeah, sorry. I'm in the process of trying to go get my wife. She's over taking care of her parents. There's several things I wanted to pray about, but I'll probably have to get on later, but I wanted to pray for Andrew. Lord, not just for Andrew, for myself as well, for probably the same or similar things, and all the rest of us too. Lord, I pray that none of us come behind in the what you have for us, that what you have in mind. There's a problem with it. See, you hear the phone ringing? So we'll step outside here. Lord, I just I pray that we will, all of us, earnestly seek your face and press through when there's darkness and or we don't see light at the time. Let me just interject here. Last night I was over taking care of my wife's father. He can't get up to go to the bathroom by himself. So every couple hours or so, he'd get up. Anyway, I was just there, and I just felt this darkness, and I couldn't seem to really pray effectively. I kept praising God anyway, but then there was this breakthrough about 2 or 3 in the morning, 3 or 4, somewhere in there. I just praising God that, you know, he had taken care of the situation there and overcome the religious spirits and all that. Anyway, Lord, I just pray that whatever, help us all to come into the fullness of your glory, of what you have for us, the hundredfold fruit. It's exciting to see what's going on at Ashbury University, used to be college. But Lord, we want to be walking in your ways at all times. And I just pray, Lord, we lift up Andrew and thank you for his heart toward you. And praise God for hearing our prayers regarding him. Lord, one thing I'm asking is you take away all distractions, I guess we have to do that. Help us to press through about these distractions. Give us the heart to recognize distractions and hate them and put our foot down, stomp our little feet on the ground and say no. Help us to do that, Lord. There's so many things that are distracting. I pray you also give us discernment of spirits and help us to recognize what is a distraction. Help us to have good discernment. And I guess that's it for now. I'm a bit distracted. I've got to go back and get my wife. So maybe I can get on later with my new covenant promise from Genesis.
Okay, that'd be great, Mel. It'd be fine.
All right.
But first, everybody ready to praise God? Huh? All right, I got a good one tonight. This is one of them. This is one of them. Get out your chair ones. All right, let's see if I can do this. Y'all have, when this is over, we're going to go over the scriptures that I asked you to do on the outreach. Like this, pick you up a good promise. Let's hear about it.
You ready to praise them some more? If we don't do it, the rocks are going to cry out. And I don't want them crying on my behalf. You ready to sing? All right. Help me sing now.
Hail Jesus, you're my king.
Okay.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. My, 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 my. I got to get my breath, man. Glory to God. All right. Y'all enjoy that much as I did. Woohoo. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. All right. I'll give you my scripture first, since I've already got the mic here. It is written in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3. He says, our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. It didn't say one or two or 90 or 300. It said every one of them. Lord of God. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Who's next? Yeah, Julie.
Praise the Lord. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2. Grace to you and peace be multiplied in the knowledge of God and Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Another great. All right, Missy, go ahead.
You shall be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. Matthew 5:48.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Sweet work. The end from the beginning. You see, it's the end from the beginning, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Go ahead, Claire.
Mine is Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I that live, but Christ that liveth in me. And that life which I now live in the flesh, I live in faith. The faith which is in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me.
Yes, he did. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus, because you are right here. Praise God forevermore. That's a great, I started to give that, but I said, no, I'm going to give this one. I probably know why, because Clara had that one already lined out. Thank you, Lord. Go ahead, Pat.
Mine is Colossians 3:2-4. Set your mind on the things that are above, not on the things that are upon the earth. For ye died, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall be manifested, then shall ye also with him be manifested in glory. Amen.
Amen. Another good one. Thank you, Father. Glory. Hallelujah. Ooh, my, 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 my. Go ahead, Barry and Marilyn.
Jeremiah 33:3, call unto me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not.
Amen. I'm calling, Lord. I'm calling. I'm calling. Thank you, Jesus. Go ahead, Barry.
I've got one. It's kind of long, but it's a whole bunch of promises in here. It's like a truckload. Luke 12:27-34. Consider the lilies, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. Yet I say unto you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God doth so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more shall he clothe you, O ye of little faith? And seek not ye what ye shall eat and what ye shall drink, neither be ye of doubtful mind. For all these things do the nations of the world seek after. But your Father knoweth that you need have need of these things. Yet seek ye his kingdom, and these things shall be added unto you. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell that which ye have and give alms. Make for yourselves purses which wax not old, a treasure in the heavens that faileth not, where no thief draweth near, neither moth destroyeth. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also.
Amen. That's a bunch of goodness. Thank you, Father. Glory to you for your promises. All right, Benjamin or Andrew or both.
Romans 8:38. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Amen. That's a natural fact, too, and a spiritual fact. Thank you, Father.
For no word of God shall be void of power.
Amen. Another good one. Thank you, Jesus. Is there any bad ones? I ain't never seen a bad one. Y'all ever seen a bad one? All right. Go ahead, Barbara. What'd I do?
Okay. I was going to pick the one Claire had, but this one's just as good. Hebrews 10:14. For by one offering, he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. Woohoo!
Amen. Thank you, Father. Them shouting words, Lord of God. Go ahead, Lana.
Hey, I have 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear them from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land.
Amen. Not only that, you'll have a bunch of power to go behind it. Thank you, Jesus. That's a good one. Thank you, Mom. Go ahead, Missy. I thought you already gave one.
I did, but I see Malcolm there showing us the snow, and I was like, okay, I'm going to look up some snow verses. So I'm actually got two that involve snow. Psalm 51:7, purify me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. And this one, amen, is, you know, we're all more familiar probably with this one. Isaiah 1:18, come now and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red as, like crimson, they shall be as wool. Praise you, Lord, for washing us in the blood of the Lamb and making us white as snow. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus.
Amen. All right, Geneva, go ahead.
I got Jeremiah 29:13, and you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all of your heart.
Amen. Yes, Lord. We know we can find you. We just need to do it. Go ahead, Benita.
I'm going to do Philippians 4:4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand, and nothing be anxious, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, amen, which passeth all understanding, shall guard your heart and your thoughts in Christ Jesus. That's my grandma's favorite verse. Amen.
That's a good one, too. Thank you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Benita. All right, Amrata.
Thank you. Isaiah 61:9, their descendants shall be known among the Gentiles and their offspring among the people. All who see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the posterity whom the Lord has blessed. Amen.
Amen. Yes, he has. Glory to God. Praise you, Father. All right, Donna, go ahead.
Okay, mine is Psalms 144. Blessed be the Lord, my strength, which teaches my hands to war and my fingers to fight. 2, my goodness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield, and he in whom I trust, who subdueth my people under me.
Amen. That's a good one. Go ahead, Julie.
I have another one, too. This is in James 5. Verse 13 and a few following. Is any among you suffering? Let him pray. Is any cheerful? Let him sing praise. Is any among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over them, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save him that is sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, it shall be forgiven him. Confess therefore your sins one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. And the supplication of a righteous man availeth much in his working. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Amen. All right. Anyone else got a word? Yeah, Isaac.
Josie put hers in the chat if you want to read it, Michael.
Okay.
Okay, Matthew 28:19. Go ye therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I command you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Oh, and Marianne. Hey.
Okay, go ahead, Marianne.
Ephesians 3:20. God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us.
Amen. That's another good one. Thank you, Father. All right, Josie got Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 20. Okay. All right, I'm going to make this quick. Father God, we bow before you and recognize our great need of a Savior. Today, we want to lift our hearts and give thanks for your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. We lift our hearts in praise to our Savior. And as your loved children and your redeemed servants, we lay our lives before you in worship. Forgive us our sins. Guide us by your Spirit into repentance. And make us bold proclaimers of your word. We pray all this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Thank you, Father. That's a good prayer. All right, Donna.
Okay, this is Isaiah 54:17. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Father, for another great. All right, Cheryl, go ahead, girl. I got a question when you get through. Go ahead, Cheryl. You have to unmute. Cheryl, you have to unmute.
Yoo-hoo. Michael, can you unmute her? She can't. She's having trouble.
I don't have that. They took that away from Zoom. Took that away from us.
Oh, really? How do you unmute on your phone, guys? Those who use your phone, how do you unmute?
Who's got a phone? I don't know. I don't know how to do it. Okay, we'll go ahead and see if we can figure this out. Barbara, go ahead.
Rion was saying hit number 6 if you're on the phone to unmute.
Okay. Hit tic-tac-toe and 6. I think she's on the phone, George. It's different. A little bit different. Okay, Marissa.
I've got John 15:16. Ye did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that ye should go and bear fruit and that your fruit should abide, that whatsoever ye shall ask of in the Father in my name, he may give to you.
Amen. How many of you feel special now because God chose you? Glory to God, I do. Thank you, Father. I am so grateful.
I had a script I was going to read.
Okay.
Isaiah 41:10. Fear not, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. Yes, I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. Amen.
Touch screen and unmute Dan for that. Is that on the phone? I don't know. Go ahead, Judy.
She just texted me and she said she was going to say Isaiah 43, 2 through 3, so I'll read them for her. But
okay.
Father, I just pray you show Cheryl where it is on her phone app right there, that there's a, on their left-hand side bottom, there's a little mic to unmute there. Isaiah 43:2-3. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. And when thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither the flame kindle upon thee, for I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I have given Egypt as thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba in thy stead.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. I didn't hear a bad one in there. I think they're all real good. Glory to God. Yeah, George, go ahead, brother.
I'm looking at John 10, around 5. It talks about the sheep follow him and they know his voice, and a stranger they will not follow, but will flee from him. And then in 27, Jesus says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, and no one shall snatch them out of my hand. And we were talking earlier about getting on fire for the Lord, and I just feel like the best definition I've ever heard of revival is hearing God and doing the next thing that he tells you to do. And I feel like right now we all hear the voice of the Good Shepherd, and we are going to move from grace to grace and glory to glory and faith to faith, and nothing can put it out.
Amen. Yes, Lord. That's some more shouting words. Thank you, Father. That's exactly right. We're going from glory to glory and grace to grace. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Well, I got a break in here. Everybody's aware of the Asbury revival that's going on at the school up in Kentucky, Wilmore, Kentucky. That's kind of in the central part, I think, in close to Lexington. We need to pray for the dean. There are snakes that are trying to get in there and take it over. And if I said the names, you'd know every one of them. So, Father God, we just praise you. We glorify you. We thank you, Father, for the protection upon this dean. We thank you, Father, for giving him great, bold discernment. And we thank you, Lord, for wisdom given to him. And, Lord, I ask and I pray right now, if he's not filled with the Holy Spirit, that you fill him to the fullness that he needs in order to be bold and speak the things that you'd have him to speak, Father. And I praise you and I glorify you, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. We thank you, Lord, for doing just exactly that, protecting the sheep from these snakes in Jesus' name. And I thank you for it. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. And I believe you, Lord, that this thing is going to start here. It's already gone into many other colleges. And we thank you, Father, for doing that for each and every college that this is going to, for all the young folks, that you keep the snakes out. In the name of Jesus, we pray right now, a hedge of protection around the body. In Jesus' name, and we thank you, Father, for protecting their ears from these snakes. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Amen and amen. Y'all believe that? God's going to do it. He's going to do it. Glory to God. Go ahead, Missy. Are you just raising your hand? Praise God.
I'm going to pray. Lord, we chase out any attempts, put a hedge of protection around this college and all the colleges. Lord, we forbid false prophetic movement. We forbid false revival movement. False signs and wonders in the name of Jesus, we forbid them in the name of Jesus. They will not enter in the name of Jesus into this school or any of the other schools that are coming off this this revival that you've started there in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, for giving this dean discernment and knowing, realizing what's trying to creep in, Lord, and that you put it in him to forbid it in the name of Jesus, Lord. We forbid it in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for doing that in Jesus' name.
He has already turned down people that you hear every day from coming in there and speaking. He said, you can come and participate, but you cannot speak. The microphone doesn't belong to you. It belongs to God.
Praise the
Lord.
So
praise God for it. Thank you, Lord, for giving him great bold faith to believe that, to listen to you and to be discerning with these people in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Amen. All right, Isaac, go ahead, brother.
Yeah, I was just looking up the Asbury College, and so they had a revival back. It's just a cool stat. Back in 1970, right?
Yes,
and
they
it
did.
Goes on to say, yeah, right. And it says, one of the most famous revivals in Asbury University history. Classes were canceled for a week during the 144 hours of nonstop religious service. 144 hours of just nonstop revival. Ain't that just symbolic?
Amen. Amen. I think they've already gone over that, man. They've gone, I think, 24 hours a day for a week now. All right. People from all over the world are coming up there.
I think Wednesday it was a week. Chapel started Wednesday, and it hasn't stopped since Wednesday, last week. That's what I heard.
Anybody know how many hours that is? That's a bunch. How's that? Amen. Go ahead, Missy.
Well, 7 days, 24 hours is 168 hours.
Okay. They're still going strong. I saw lines there today, out the door, trying to get in.
Praise Jesus.
All right, anyone else? Yes, Joe.
I'm sorry about a little bit later, but I still got a prayer request. Sorry, I was late. We only got power now, so I can type it out now. My prayer request is on the chat, Michael. Want to read?
Okay.
Please.
I don't see it. Let's see. Oh, there it is. Said a couple of weeks ago, the Lord gave me three visions, a warning about my youngest son. The Lord told me I can share it with you. This week it manifested. He was very surprised and happy about that. My prayer request that the Lord will use this to turn him completely to him. Thank you, Father. Oh, okay. All right. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. We praise you, Father. And we thank you, Lord, that you have already done this in Jesus' name. And we thank you for it, Father, that he's coming in a tear and run toward you, Lord. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you, Father, for doing that for Joe. Nora, we thank you, Lord. This is going to be an awesome testimony. And he's going to be joining us shortly. I believe that. Jesus' name. Hey, man, that is awesome, Joe. Glory to God, brother. Glory to God. That's an answer to prayer, isn't it?
Amen, yeah. But was the one who got the problems with the PC. So he's very pleased with that. So that's the Lord starting with him now. Thank you.
Oh, whatever he said, go ahead. What he said. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Praise God. Oh, my. Thank you, Joe, for sharing that. That's awesome. Lord, we thank you for giving Joe wisdom when his son comes to talk with him too. Give him wisdom and discernment and the words to say in a loving manner. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. All right, Donna.
No, I was just, I have a question. Do you think possibly this revival could be John the Baptist's ministry coming forth?
Could be. It could be.
It's just a thought.
I think the John the Baptist ministry has already been coming forth. There are preachers out there now that are preaching repentance and preaching the coming man child. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it. I'm not going to say yay or nay. Go ahead, yeah. Pat.
I agree. That is a possibility, but the Lord showed me a few weeks ago that John the Baptist ministry is going to be a necessary element in this coming man-child development. When man-child is prepared in a different way than the John the Baptist came to prepare the way, to prepare hearts, to, you know, stir up the fallow ground, to bring people into their attention, to bring them into the kingdom, so to speak. The man-child's purpose or focus, help it focus, is not going to be so much the bringing of people in, but the stabilizing and the growth and the instilling in the saints the ability to grow. Right now, that whole element of sanctification and how to walk with the Lord and how to experience his life in the place of lack and all of that whole aspect of Christianity, for the most part, has been relegated to the shelf of just special people, called people that are missionaries or called out to, you know, go to the ends of the earth or whatever. But obviously God is doing a new thing. He's creating a body now of people. And I think John the Baptist ministers will be focused upon that desire. In other words, their desire is to put the word out, bring them in and hand them over, so to speak, and move them into the man-child ministry type of thing. So anyway, can I share a scripture the Lord gave me this morning?
Well, sure.
Or yesterday morning? This is kind of connected to what I was talking about Tuesday night when I kind of got into a little thing there, whatever. But the Lord gave me this scripture this morning. I'm going back to find it now. Colossians 2:23. And it says, which things have indeed, I probably ought to put it in context. I'll just start a couple verses up. Handle not, nor taste, nor touch. All things are to perish with the using after the precepts and doctrines of men, which things have indeed a show of wisdom in will worship and humility and severity of the body, but are not of any value against the indulgence of the flesh. And the word that he highlighted in my mind was will worship. Excuse me. So I just wrote down my thoughts related to that, and I had to toss them out there and email them to myself to, you know, get them off before I had to go to work or whatever. But it kind of goes based upon what I was talking about a couple on Tuesday. So decisions made by the will of our soul without the corresponding support of the will of our spirit is called willpower. This is where my spiritual will condones a certain action or is passively neutral in allowing some sin. The soul, my soul, is left to utilize the only weapons at its disposal, which includes logic or fear or physical restrictions to the flesh, in some form of an attempt to overcome something in my soul. Just like Satan cannot cast out Satan, it is impossible for the will of the soul to overcome the will of the soul long term. This process is commonly referred to as pulling ourselves up by our bootstraps. A will higher and disconnected from our soul has to reach down and pull those bootstraps up. And most Christians say that it is the Spirit of God through the Spirit of Jesus in us that does this. And I believe that that is true. However, God keeping in his word, keeping his word intact and in preserving the authority given to man to subdue the earth at the beginning, he is required by the limits of his word to require the engagement of our will to allow him to pull our straps up and to fulfill the scripture. Set your mind on the things that are above, not on the things that are upon the earth. For ye died, and your life is hid in Christ with God. When Christ, who is our life, shall be manifested, then shall ye also with him be manifested in glory. And this is what someone just read this a second ago. For as the Father has life in himself, even so he gave to the Son also to have life in himself. And he gave him authority to execute judgment because he is a son of man. And I was, you know what, I just let that set it there. That's kind of what the Lord gave me. So I'll let it go at that. All right? Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. All right. Thank you, Pat. Anybody else? Yeah, Phil.
I just had a quick praise report. My landlord called me just now, and we had prayed about the subpoena that I was threatened with. He just told me that the court date got pushed another month and that he will not be threatening me with a subpoena for this court date. So,
Jesus.
Praise
God.
The Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
God answered our prayer. Praise
Thank
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you Amen. Are so awesome. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord of God. Amen. Australia, here we come. Tasmania, here we come. Glory to God. You got a big suitcase there, Phil? A great big one?
No, but I think Lana does.
Oh.
I got the little one.
Oh, my. Okay.
No, we usually share a suitcase.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
How bendy are you, Michael?
Well, I could probably fit in a trunk better than I could a suitcase. All right. Okay. Anybody else got anything? There was something else I had on my mind, but I have the mind of Christ, so I can remember it here shortly. Anybody else got something they'd like to share? I got a question for you. We're going to get into the book tonight, but I do have a question. Let me get this verse out. Oh, yeah. Give me a second here. Matthew chapter 10, verse 24. In Matthew chapter 10, verse 24, it says, a disciple is not above his teacher, nor a servant above his Lord. Now, the very first thing that A.A. Allen, that the Lord told A.A. Allen that he had to overcome was that right there. That was the very first one. See, can someone tell me what he's talking about there? A disciple is not above his teacher, nor a servant above his Lord. And actually, if you had read that little thing there, that book, it would have told you kind of what he was talking about, what the Lord was talking about. Missy, I know you know, so just hang on just a second, will you? Anybody got an idea what actually he was talking about? Because if you don't, I can tell you. A disciple is not above his teacher nor a servant above his Lord. We, as Christ's disciple, are learners and followers of his, aren't we? And if we're learners and followers of him, we walk in the same steps that he does. He was persecuted. He was all kinds of things. He was denigrated. He was talked against the whole time, the whole 3.5 years he walked on earth. And then they hated him. They crucified him. That's the same walk that he's got us on, is to turn the other cheek, walk in love, even love your enemies, and all of the things that he had to go through, we're going to have to go through too. And probably most of us have already gone through a lot of that. Persecution, hate, ridicule, and crucifixion. He told us to bear the cross, didn't he? Pick up his cross and follow him. And that's what it's talking about. No cross, no crown. That's right, George. No cross, no crown. So when we get these things, as just like Donna earlier, she talked about their friend coming against her in a Bible study. That kind of stuff is going to happen daily if you reach out to people in your family, your friends that are into the apostate church. Guess who our biggest enemy is going to be in the tribulation? Just like Jesus was, the church, the so-called church, that's going to be the ones that's going to come against us. And so what God wants us to do is to turn the other cheek. You know how many times that they wanted to kill Jesus, did he just walk right on out of there? You know why he did? Because he knew it wasn't his time. They couldn't lay a hand on him till the time came. And that's the same thing with us. Don't worry about it. What they say or anything else, you know, just grin at them. Tell them you love them. Be praying for them. Of course, they're going to make any difference what they say. Just love them. Yeah, Pat.
Yeah, you brought that up. I know that I go back to that scripture I just read in 5 John 5:26. For as the Father hath life in himself, even so he gave he the Son also to have life in himself, and he gave him authority to execute judgment, because he's Son of Man. And I know that the Lord is kind of clarifying that process of that when we come into that perfect submission, or maybe it's holiness, or I'm not quite sure, but in that perfect submission, we create a perfect envelope or perfect pathway for Father to express his life through us. And the reaction is, and so we can expect the same reaction that Jesus received. He was accepted by those that needed and wanted God, and he was rejected by those who were threatened by God. And so it's the same life that is being that is doing that, and it's the life of the Father through Jesus, through us, through his pathways. So I don't know, the Lord seems to be putting some pieces together there for me. I know. So anyway, Benita, you're upside down.
Yeah. Come on. Come light, girl. Come to a landing. Thank you, Jesus. She's on solid ground now. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Pat. Anybody else got any questions or answers on this particular verse here? Yeah, I am, Retta. I'll get right
to you. I had a question about turning the other cheek. How far do you turn the other cheek? Like if there's someone who's just, nasty or abusive or just constantly trying to sort of, ridicule God or, just to get to you, how is it okay to just avoid them?
Sure. Yeah, you can avoid them. I'll tell you what David did one time. He was talking about a neighbor of his that was always caught. No, not a neighbor. Anyway, it was somebody that kept bugging him and 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 kept. I think it was at work. That's what it was. Kept bugging him and kept picking on him and kept trying to get his goat up. And David asked the Lord when he finally had enough of it. He said, Lord, would you help me with this? He said, would you take care of this for me? And the very next day, if y'all remember the story, the guy came to work with two black eyes. He went over to his neighbor's house and tried to exert his authority over there, and his neighbor thrashed him real good, and it humbled him. And he never had a bit of problem out of that guy anymore. Matter of fact, he became fairly good friends with him and helped him out of a spot. If you remember, I think he was fixing to get fired And David went and gave the manager who he was good friends with, told him, said, you know, ask him if he would reconsider. And the guy did, saved his job for him. So yes, you could even go to the Lord if it's unbearable, or just like you said, you can just avoid. If they just constantly want to provoke you, you know, or just grin at them. That's what, boy, that just tears them all up. I just grin at them. Hey, praise God, I just love you. You're an old flesh killer, you. All right. Anybody else? Yes, Pat.
And Red, the first thing that comes to my mind is thank the Lord for bringing that situation into your life, you know, because he has a way through it. I can't remember where that scripture is, but he has a purpose in the temptation. But he will make a way through it when it's necessary for you. But the first thing that came to my mind, I know that popped in my mind, is that and of course you have to follow the Spirit of God, how he's leading you. But the first thing that popped in my mind was you have to turn the other cheek until it doesn't matter to you anymore. You have to turn the other cheek. Whatever. I don't know if that makes sense or not, but anyway, I'll shut up. I put in my 2 cents worth.
You remember this. I believe I've heard David say this. He said, what happens when you slap a dead man? He turns the other cheek. And then when you slap him the other way, it turns back the other way. But he's dead. And he ain't giving you any problems. Yeah, Andrew, go ahead.
Yeah, it's the joy of the Lord is my strength when you slap that dead man.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. All right. Go ahead, Benita.
Yeah, and Red, I've got a similar situation. I've got a very Jezebel spirit in my family, and I've probably stopped communicating as much as I used to, but I mean, they're my family, and I can't stop completely. And it's like I've realized probably in the last 10 years how subtly manipulative they can be in making me feel like I've always done something wrong, or I'm not good enough, or all these little things. And they're just so subtle. And it's, they come to my attention that that's happening. And so my first response, you know, for the last couple of years has been to really manipulate it and kind of come back at them. And you know, just listening to that message the other day, those 11 points, one of the things that, you know, we have to take up our cross daily. And that just really hit me. And it's like, I was just complaining about that situation just so much. It's like, just always looking for those times when they're manipulating me and complaining about it. And then yesterday, actually, it was like, oh, I don't need to complain about it. I need to praise the Lord about it, because it's putting my flesh to death. And I really just kind of switched it around. And it's like, praise the Lord, bring it on. I can just turn the other cheek like that dead man. And so I'm just kind of excited for it to happen again now, so I can just overcome it. Praise the Lord.
I wonder what would happen if you did that in front of those people. Oh, thank you, Lord, for this wonderful lady here. Lord, our God, she's bringing me to my cross. And I praise you for it, Father. She is such a wonderful lady. Lord, boy, I think that would shut her up. I don't know. I'm just thinking in my way of thinking here. Yeah, Andrew.
Yeah, the joy of the Lord is my strength.
Yeah. Just jump up and down with joy. Oh, Lord of God, she's kept me up on this cross. Lord of God, thank you so much, honey, for doing that for me. Praise God. I am getting dead.
Michael, do you want us to pray that somebody will bring somebody into your path like that?
I got plenty, Pat. I got plenty, Pat. That's all right. Okay. I can try it out. I'll pray for you if you'd like. Yeah, no, I've got a team of factious people that love to do that. So it's okay. All right. Anybody else got a comment on what we're talking about? Yeah, Claire.
When I listened to that Joe Sweet message about A.A. Allen's 11 points, he mentioned that one pastor or evangelist or missionary that he knew in India who was going through a rough time and was really seeking the Lord about it. And then Jesus appeared to him in the doorway and said, pick up your cross, you know. And that's quite a big rebuke, actually, isn't it? Because like there you are wallowing and the Lord says, oh, well, if you know, this is the cost. And it was a timely message for me. But that is what that verse means that you were saying. Like, that's what I see when I read that verse, is that we don't get to call out enough in the suffering. We just have to go with it, and Jesus will say time, and his time is perfect. And then I do have something to share with Anretta, which happened to us. We were quite severely attacked a few years ago by a Jezebel and an Ahab spirit in the town that was in a couple. This is ages ago now. And at first we didn't really know what was happening. And then when we realized what was happening, we got to praying about it. But it was very hard to get away from these people because they were very, look, this is a nowhere town in a nowhere place, but they were very important people in the town. So you couldn't, and Rian worked for the one man. So it was difficult to get around them. So we couldn't always avoid them. And these people just did horrid things, like horrid things in terms of what Christians are not supposed to do. I'm not talking about like the heathen out there, you know, who haven't yet met the Lord. Just things that you wouldn't expect Christians to do. And so many times this lady shouted at me in public for things, Anretta. She just would shout bizarre things in public. I'm talking like in Kmart, if she saw me, she'd scream out random things at me. If I was having a walk with my kids, she'd scream out like, only 3 Ks to go, meaning like, you know, not as in the distance, as in the weight I need to lose. Like really, really ridiculous things. And anyway, I started running on a treadmill then because I was like, well, I'm not going to run outside if that's the kind of stuff I'm going to get. So I started running on a treadmill. And one morning I was like, okay, Lord, I've overcome this and I've overcome this. And that's why we've been sent here. And I was praising him through all this tribulation that these people had put us through. Wow, like just crazy, crazy stuff. And I said to him, I was like, Lord, I've only been here for a year. I've only been in this town for a year, but I will gladly move to get away from these people. I will gladly pack up my house and move again with 3 small children, you know, all under the age of 7. I'll do it again, Lord. I'll do whatever it takes. But Lord, if I've learned enough, if I've learned and I've overcome, then please take this cup from me. And that was at 7 in the morning. And at 9 o'clock in the morning, I got a message from Rianne saying, they're moving. So that's not to say that we can just pray our problems away, but like you'll know in your heart when you've overcome something, the Lord gives you that victory, and then you can just expect it to dissipate. And I cling to that because that was like my first real understanding of faction outside of my family and Rianne's family. And, you know, there's been a lot that has happened since then, but that specific thing, I always cling to that. Like, have I learned enough? So it helped me tremendously to have that real time experience. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. That was a prime example of being crucified. Thank you, Father. And being relieved of it also. Thank you, Father. Get rid of all that stuff when you overcome. Then you're dead. You don't have to worry about it. All right, anybody else? Do y'all remember in that video where he talked about sanctifying your lips? And if you sanctify your lips, that the Lord would use you in a mighty way. You could speak things out of your lip and things would happen. Like, be healed, be delivered, do this, do that. The angels told us, when the angels were talking to us at the time, that in these last days that we're in, that's going to happen. Multiple people at one time will be healed when you speak the word. Multiple people will be delivered at one time when you speak the word. And he said this, they told us this, because the time is short. You only have a short little bit of time to get these people in. And they're going to utilize the people who have sanctified themselves, sanctified their lips, and sanctified their walk. And those people are going to see this revival. Come in. People can come into the kingdom by the droves. Yeah, Joe. And that just, boy, I tell you what, that gets me pep. That gets me fired up.
I got a question on that verse, if you don't mind. If you can read that and post it on the chat, Michael.
Okay. Mark 14:41, and he comes the third time and said unto them, sleep on now and take your rest. It is enough. The hour has come. Behold, the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Okay, Joe, what's your question?
What did Jesus mean by it is enough? After the third time, he caught him sleep, caught them sleeping.
Your audio is terrible. Can y'all hear? Can y'all hear?
Can I help?
No, please. Clear.
Okay. Joe wants to know what that phrase means. It is enough. What is Jesus talking about there?
Okay. Let me look at it here. My pad. Anybody know? Go ahead, answer. Oh, okay. Does everybody know? You know, Joe?
I'm not sure.
Okay. He talked about this, I think, in that video. Y'all read that And he cometh the third time and saith unto them, this is one of the disciples. He had the disciples watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. What did Jesus do all the time? All the time. He would, a lot of times he'd pray all night long. A lot of times he'd get up early in the morning and go pray when everybody else was sleeping. What else did he do? He would just leave a crowd and go to the hills to pray. And so what's that tell you? The most important thing in, yeah, go ahead, Andrew. I'll let you answer.
Well, I guess he was all prayed up. He had to get ready for something now. And he was all prayed up, but his friends fell asleep because they weren't ready. But he was. So he said it is enough. And you know, when I'm not saying that Jesus wasn't going through his cross before this, but he went through a lot of crosses and stuff before that. But this is now the main significant part of his betrayal. And get ready now. We carry Christ ourselves. We have to step in to our creation to be mature in the Lord, to be where he wants to have you before he takes you. Is another meaning. Praise and glory to God.
Yeah, that's true. He was prayed up, and that's one of the things that I was talking about. That not healing people, not delivering people was the most important thing. The most important thing in his walk was the prayer time. And that's what he wants us to see here is the most important thing you can do is to pray, seek him. Make sure that you're right with him. In fact, one of the questions that we ought to be asking of you when we talk with him is, am I doing the things that you told me to do? And just if it is, if that's one of the things that he's, if we're doing it, praise God, we can check that one off. What about this one, Lord? But you have to be in prayer. Get that personal relationship with him. That's what Jesus had established at an early time, is his prayer time with the Lord, his Father. Same thing we need to do. It's the same thing. If we're going to be disciples of Christ, we need to follow in his footsteps. Yeah, Judy.
In those verses prior to that, it's something that we talked about not long ago about, you know, sacrificing our time, sacrificing our sleep, yeah, sacrificing our, you know, whatever it is the Lord wants to us to give up for him. And it was all about, you know, they were sleepy, they were tired. He's, you know, he's in Gethsemane suffering, you know, that he not sin. He was, you know, fighting the way he was fighting and asked that the cup be removed, but not my will, Lord, but yours. And, you know, he said in verse 37, Simon, you know, sleepest thou? Couldn't thou not watch for 1 hour? You know, asking him just to pray, stay awake for 1 hour. He said, watch and pray that you not enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. And, you know, our flesh, when especially when we're tired in the middle of the night, late at night, but yet God wakes us up or wants us to be up and pray, that we have to, you know, press through to that and, you know, Lord, strengthen me to do it, you know, help me to do it. And, it is a sacrifice and it is, you know, given up. It is part of losing our flesh and our comforts and and all the things that we, you know, we like, you know, but they were, you know, there's what just, a, I think it was just the three of them that were there that were called to go in deeper with the Lord, you know, in his time of suffering before it was his hour to, you know, to be betrayed and all that. It is just really, to me, it's an inspiration, encouragement, and even sometimes it's like a correction or an, you know, or an admonishment, however you want to look at that. It's like to really lay down my flesh. And it's like, you know, why can't I pray for, you know, at least an hour, you know? And if I get praying in the spirit for an hour, you know, God can revive me to go longer. You know, it's all by the spirit and it's by his power. That's what he says. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. So we have to, it's overcoming our flesh. And how this kind of helped me to see it that way. I'm not exactly sure what the Lord was saying in that verse. If you had questions about that, you know, this is enough. Okay. It's enough. That's it. You know, this is it. This is my hour. You've had your time to be praying. And then, you know, Peter fell into temptation. Did he not? You know, cutting off the ear of the high priest, his slave, and denying the Lord. And I'm not, you know, finger pointing at Peter or anything like that. We all read the scriptures, but you know, we're all prone to make mistakes and fall because our flesh is weak. We're all prone to make a mistake and go the way of the world. We're all like sheep, you know, being led astray and giving into our flesh in some regard. That's kind of how I see it as you guys have been talking and as I've been thinking and, you know, just talking to myself is kind of what's coming to me.
Amen. I think that what the Lord has shown us is that talking to me is more important than your sleep. Talking to me is more important than your flesh. Talking to me is more important than the world. Talking to me is more important than healing people, getting people delivered, bringing them into the kingdom. But talking to me gets you the right to do that. Praise God. That link, Pat, is the link to the PDF online. So you can copy and paste that into the Google or wherever, and it'll take you right to the PDF. Or you can type into Google the name of the book, which is The Price of God's Miracle Working Power by A.A. Allen. Just put PDF behind it, and it'll show up. Well, Father God, I just ask, and I'll pray right now that you place it in our heart, my heart too, Lord, all of our hearts, to seek you with all of our hearts. Because you told us, if you seek me with all of your heart, everything else will fall into place. Everything else will be hunky-dory. And we just praise you, Father, for that. In Jesus' name, place it in our hearts, Lord. Nothing else matters but running after you and seeking you, seeking your wisdom. And I thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Lord bless everybody as they go about doing their business tonight, today, whatever time it is in there where they are. And we thank you for it, Father. Just bless my brothers and sisters beyond their wildest dreams. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Y'all be blessed, you hear?